mommy is so sad that I missed your fun run. And I think you gave me this advice is like, well, what can I do to make it up for you? And I love the way you had said it, because in my mind, I was like, oh, I'm just going to tell her we're going to go get ice cream. Like that was my plan before I talked to you, before you kind of, I was like, I know what to do because that ice cream makes her happy. Mm-hmm. But I did what you suggested. And I was like, how can I make it up to you? Which allowed her to have the answer.
Welcome to Imperfect Momming. Our children are constantly looking to us for examples. The term role model doesn't quite cut it here. We are shaping their worldview with every move we make. You see, it's not in the lectures we give or moments where we are actively attempting to teach them. It's in the micro movements we make, the unconscious ways in which we navigate life. We are constantly teaching our children how to show up for themselves, their friends, their future partners, and even their future children. So what can we do to ensure we are raising thoughtful, compassionate, self-aware human beings? We have to become them ourselves. No one is perfect, but we can still all be better, and it starts with self-healing. Let's get to it.
To Imperfect Momming, and we have a very special guest today, Alicia Reeser. Welcome to Imperfect Momming.
Thank you so much for having me. Good to be here.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
All right. Well, I am first off a mom of three, so I definitely identify with the crazy world of motherhood. And so I'm married to the love of my life, Matt, and we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 6-year-old daughter. So two boys and a girl. I full-time work as a professional business and life coach. So I support women-owned business owners in their journey of entrepreneurship.
Awesome. And we had a very interesting coaching call yesterday that we wanted to kind of share with podcast listeners about some guilt that you were feeling. And tell us a little bit about what happened.
Yes. So this is very recent, right? So it was yesterday, and Alicia and I just had happened to have a conversation right after this episode happened. So I felt like it was really important to share because as a working mom, I know I'm not alone in this experience. So, you know, I've been a working mom since I had kids. I mean, I first had my first child when I was 24. So I actually just don't know what it's like to not work. And I think one of the things that I've always tried to adapt over time is, you know, kind of that acceptance of mom guilt when it comes to having or feeling like I want a career and I want a business and I want to have my children flourishing and feeling supported all the way and never feel like their mom chose their business or anything over them. Like they are first and foremost my everything and my husband, right? Like family is everything to me. So I've tried to navigate through all these years of going through that. So yesterday, my 6-year-old daughter, she's in kindergarten. She had a fun run, which is like real quick, like a little kind of like a field day type of thing where everybody, you know, you help donate for it. So it was a big deal for her. And in the morning I told her it was a really important meeting that I had to be at. And I would probably miss the first part of it thinking the fun run was at least an hour long. So I was going to miss the first 30 minutes. Well, there's a group text with all of the parents from her class. And in one of the pictures was Leilani crying. And one of the moms said, Leilani missed her mom. She wished she was here. So on my way home from that, I didn't get a chance to talk to my daughter. All I felt was just immense sadness for her. You know, she thought I was going to be there and I it was over by the time my meeting got out. And that's when I talked to you. So
what do you think was, I didn't ask you this yesterday because I didn't know about the text from the mom. A lot of people will read that text and make it mean something. So when the mom said that Leilani missed her mom, what did you make that mean?
I just internalized it as I messed up, right? I mean, and it was blasted in front of the class. So I really wasn't upset with the mom in that moment, right? Like I didn't even think about her. It wasn't until after I was like, well, that wasn't cool. But I didn't even think of that. I just beat myself up immediately and told myself, you know, I had to pick yesterday morning, am I going to go to this really important meeting I couldn't miss, or did I choose to go see my daughter? And I chose the meeting because I really had to be there. But when I saw that, it was, I felt like I made the wrong choice.
Yeah. And this is what's really common with mom guilt, is that now, had we not talked, you would just be stuck with it, right? Like, now this thing happened. I can't go back and change this thing that happened. So now I just get to have guilt.
Right. Yeah.
So we talked, and then what happened?
Well, you know, it's one of those moments I feel that there was a conflict that I had deeper rooted, that I feel after our little session that it was such a realization of, wow, I was holding on to something that was actually impacting my business. And so what had happened was we kind of talked about the conflict that I was feeling, and it was, what was happening was me that right away when I spoke to you, I kind of went back into this, like, do I really want to do my business thing? I didn't even realize what the pull was, but it was correlated to that value belief of, I want to be there for my children. And when I have to choose my business over my children, it's not worth it. And so that came out, because at first I didn't even connect the internal struggle. All I knew on the outside was, oh, this business isn't worth me feeling like I can't be there for my children. And what you had coached me through was the realization that you actually can do both, right? Like, you, it was like, let's bucket what that means and kind of separate it. Is, can you be a working mom? Well, the answer is yes, but like, what does that mean for you? If your daughter is home and you know, you're doing your business, but your daughter and your kids are your number one, be present, right? Like that. And you kind of talk with me about that 10 minutes a day with each child one-on-one. And I'm like, that really resonated with me. Because I think the whole thing, what came out of it yesterday was, oh, wow, I've been afraid to grow my business faster than, you know, like my heart really wanted it to grow. But the internal conflict was, oh, but you can't do both, because then you're going to take away from your children. So just having the conversation with you was like, oh, wow, you actually can do both. You just have to tell yourself what it means to do both and then live that. And I'm like, oh, that was so good. Like, I just, yeah. It was so good. Yeah.
I think what is that mom guilt is misunderstood because it, I mean, it's so immediate for so many moms. Like I've joked that, they hand you a baby and along with the baby, they hand you like a 50-pound sack of mom guilt just right off the bat. And what we don't understand about mom guilt is that it is actually a conflict of our values. So, which is kind of what we talked about yesterday. And you are never going to outperform your values and feel and also feel good, right? Like if your value is to be a good wife and mother, which I know that it is, and your business is creating a conflict that makes you feel like you're not being a good wife and mother, your business will not thrive. And if it does, you're not going to be happy inside of it. You're going to be building a business upon this feeling of failure. And that's not a solid foundation for a business. So last we talked, I think that there you were going to have a conversation with your daughter because part of it is like we can't change what we did. So, but we can have conversations with our children. They do understand, to a degree. What did you have that conversation with your daughter?
Oh, of course, yeah. So she walked in and she was upset, clearly. Like, so she held on to it. And remind you, she's six. So when I have to have a conversation with my teenage boys, it's very different, right? It's like I can talk to them real. With her is, I kind of sat her up on the counter and kind of got eye level with her and like hugged her. And I was like, I'm like, mommy is so sad that I missed your fun run. And I think you gave me this advice is like, well, what can I do to make it up for you? And I love the way you had said it because in my mind, I was like, oh, I'm just going to tell her we're going to go get ice cream. Like that was my plan before I talked to you, before you kind of, I was like, I know what to do because that ice cream makes her happy. But I did what you suggested and I was like, how can I make it up to you? Which allowed her to have the answer. And obviously we're coaches and we know that like I should have known better in that moment, but it was perfect because her idea was let's do our own fun run. And I was like, great idea. And so we went outside and created an obstacle course out, it was so cute. And we just did it. She would go and then I would do the obstacle course and then we would do the obstacle course together. And she was elated. It was like, it gave me that quality time with her. It was exactly what made it up for her was her suggestion, not going to get ice cream. And hers was way better than mine. And yeah, it was really great. It was just one of those moments that you needed to have, you needed the lesson. I think it just came kind of full circle of for me personally of not only for like a breakthrough with my business because I know that it was an anchor for me. And it already immediately this morning I woke up and I'm like writing all my notes, like it just like all my plans and I got really excited. It was like that was that coaching experience that we all want, those breakthroughs. So not only did it help my business because I was releasing the shame and the guilt of being a working mother and business owner, but it really helped me to see through the eyes of my little girl, like she just wants her mommy, she just wants her mommy to spend time with her. Like it's always about, it wasn't the ice cream to make her better. Like she just wants to be with me. And that means everything. So yeah, it was a kind of a horrible situation in the morning. I was so sad, but it turned out to be like a beautiful thing. So, hey, so I'm really appreciative.
Well, you're welcome for my part. And that's huge. Like, I love that she Because I think that that was one of the things that I said too, was like she might want to go to the park and just run around for a little bit. But that's cool
Yeah.
that you guys created your own fun run, and that's going to be a very special memory for her.
Yeah.
That, you know, she's no longer going to remember that mom missed the fun run. She's going to remember that mom and I had a fun run together. You know, and I think that is so beautiful, and I'm so excited to hear about your business too, because I know that like I've had similar struggles, you know, where in I've had that same belief that my business is going to ruin my family. And the simplest answer to that is, well, I'm just not going to do my business then, you know. And for years, this was my direct sales business, but for years, I struggled to get into the back into this leadership position, because my brain decided that being a leader in that company was the thing that made me get divorced from my son's dad. When in reality, the two things happened a year and a half apart. Like, but our brain's searching for reasons why, you know, and it created that as a reason. Wasn't divorced before I was a leader. I'm a leader. Now I'm divorced. So clearly, that's the reason.
Right. Yep. It,
And
it's
our brains are so
again.
fascinating.
They really, it's quite amazing. I mean, and honestly, that's exactly why I started the business I started, is because it's real. I closed my first business because of a lot of this stuff, right? And stuff that we all aren't trained in the outer world. Like, people don't talk about this, the inner conflicts and the dialogue. And when you and it, even as a coach, as a trained coach, it took you to be that person for me, was to hold up a mirror for me and to kind of see it in myself. And you think you understand, but the mind's so deep and complex that it really took another person to have that awareness within myself. And so it's just kind of incredible. As much as we can understand about the mind, what's really fascinating is, you know, you still have your blind spots. And you, yeah, it's like it just reaffirms my constant belief of like, we all need each other, you know. You really can't do this life alone, and you need somebody in your corner and listening. And so I appreciate it. Yeah, very
Yeah.
much.
And literally everybody needs a coach. And if you want to do more than what you've been doing, you need a coach. And that's
Right.
not just in the mental world, it's in the physical world too. My husband went to the gym by himself for 6 months, and he went and had an appointment with a personal trainer one day, and he was like, oh, I am not pushing myself the way that somebody else could help push me. And that's just, there's no way that we can constantly be pushing ourselves.
Yeah.
Because a basic function of the human brain is to conserve energy. Like, that's a biological need, is to conserve energy. So we're gonna do honestly the bare minimum unless there's somebody else that's holding us accountable. So if anybody has a goal in their life, like having a coach is out 100% going to get you to that goal faster. So you might
100%.
get to the goal on your own, but you're going to get there faster with a coach pushing you.
100%.
So I usually ask my guests if there's a piece of advice for moms. So if you have something that pops into your head.
Yeah. I would say if I could say like what my experience has been. So I became I was a young mom with my boys. I was 24 and 26. And then I had my daughter at 35. I love, you know, that I always said, like, God's always given me second chances. I got remarried. Second marriage has been amazing. I had my kids young, and then I had this second chance. I had my first business, and now I have my second one. It's always like I had to kind of go through the first one to really appreciate the second round, that the second chance that God's given me. I think if I look back on my kids, I think what I always had done was truly talk to them and really try to get into their world as much as I can. It gets harder as I get older, but I've been a pretty open mom about life, you know, and I allowed them to ask me questions. And they've always trusted me. And even though it's harder as 16 and 14, and my 16-year-old is driving now and he's kind of doing his thing, is like, I think I've realized that seeing them two grow up and I want to say, like, they have just such a good head on their shoulders. They're doing amazing in school. They're athletes. They're, you know, not want to boast about my kids, but I feel like it was good parenting, you know, where my kids always felt like my mom, even their dad, had their back. And my little girl is only six. So, you know, those conversations are going to come. But I think that if I could give any advice, it's like, just, I think the secret sauce is just a love them more than life itself. You're going to go through bumps in your experience as a parent. You're going to do things wrong, and you're going to mess up. But when they know that you just love them unconditionally, you're always going to be there for them. The door is always open when you need to talk. Like, they're going to come and go, but they always have that. I just think that was the secret, was just really truly being there and ready for them when they needed you.
Yeah, no, I love that. And, you know, a lot of, at least when I was growing up, parents didn't really talk to their kids and it's like there's this secret of being an adult. Like, you're a kid, you be a kid, we're gonna let you be a kid. But I'm not going to explain anything. Yeah. That's how I felt anyway. But so as my son's been growing up, like, when I make a mistake, I tell him, hey, I made a mistake. And this whole idea of like, how can I make it up to you? This is new, like within the last year. And I've used it several times, you know, how can I make it up to you?
Yeah.
And like you said, you were going to just say, you know, I'll buy you ice cream. And that there is a connection then between food and feeling good,
right?
That's created with, like, so now we're creating emotional eaters too.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, if you ask them, like, the kids are way more creative than we are as adults, because a lot of times we've lost our creativity, or they're just creative in different ways.
Yeah.
But it's actually going to fulfill the disappointment, you yeah. know? Yeah, no, I love that. Yeah, so you and I kind of did a guilt-less call. So I'm going to put the link in the description for anyone who's struggling with mom guilt that just wants to kind of talk it out. There'll be a link down below. Any final thoughts before we say goodbye?
No, thank you. It's just genuine thank you. I mean, you really got me one step further in multiple ways, and I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you for letting me support you, because That's what I'm here for. It's a mom support coach. So
Awesome.
we'll have another episode of Imperfect Mommying coming for you all next week. And until we meet again, keep healing. Bye, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to Imperfect Mommying. It's time for us to step up and realize that our power is not in trying to shape our children. Our power lies in shaping ourselves into the people we want our children to model themselves after. Don't just do it for your kids. Do it for yourself. When you become a more self-aware, compassionate, and confident person, you and everyone around you benefit. For more information about me and my work, visit alishalyons.com. That's alishalyons.com. See you next time.